For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU men's hockey team tied and then lost in a shootout last night. We'll try to send the unbeaten streak here to six. Won by Alex Iarullo, scored the first goal last night. Alex, you guys didn't score the first goal of the game last night, first time in quite a while. How did that change how the game kind of played out from that point?
Obviously you want to start off with the lead in any game that you play, but we're not going to get the first goal every game. We got to learn how to play from behind. So, the way we answered was pretty good. We got to be ready to go from the drop of the puck every single game. It doesn't matter what team we face.
On that particular goal last night, I wasn't sure if Owen got a piece of that thing or not. When you got to the puck, it's kind of odd that you were where you were. If I'm remembering right, the defenseman was actually down low. How did that play kind of play out in real time?
So I just picked the puck up either behind the net or off the wall, and Lufthy was coming in off the bench, and I gave him the puck. He went down the middle, shot the puck, went wide, and when RD goes in, I covered for him. He got his own rebound. He passed it back, and I just put on that. I thought Ethan Smoza got a stick on it, so I thought he scored the goal. And then when we went in our little huddle, he said he never touched it, and it was mine. So, I'll take them however they come, but it sucks that we didn't get the win. That's the most important thing.
First goal of the career last night for Brad Belisle was a heck of a play. What's the bench like when a guy gets his first goal?
Yeah, it's awesome. Everyone was really happy for him. Everyone was pumped up. He was pumped up. You see his celebration. He was he loved it. All the boys loved it. It's great, especially when a guy like that, he battles so hard in practice. He finally gets his chance. He scores a goal. He's been awesome all year. And all the boys love when a guy like that gets on the board.
You guys have had a bunch of guys banged up, different people coming in and out of the lineup. Can be tough for consistency. How do you think everyone's done, though?
Obviously we have a lot of key guys that are out of the lineup right now, but just next man up mentality. The freshmen are getting a chance to play in a lot of games, and they've been great so far. They've followed the systems well. They've bought in. They've been awesome, and that's why we've had some success this second half, and they've been a big part of that.
The puck moves around like a super ball in this rink. It can seem to me anyway to be hard to kind of know where everyone is. Guys can kind of sneak into a dead spot on the rink and get an open shot. How hard is it defensively to just know where everyone is?
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, from anywhere in the offensive zone, you can shoot the puck from the boards and it's a pretty good scoring chance because this rink is so small. So you got to know where your guy is at all times. You got to be on your toes. When there's a loose puck, you got to make sure you get to it, because if they get to it and get a shot, like I said, it's a pretty good scoring chance. So you got to know where your guy is, and you got to be really good in the defensive zone.
When everything happens so fast, how important is it, and how do you do a better job of it tonight, of managing the puck?
Yeah, that's one of the things we talked about last night after the game, and this morning in our team meeting. We got to manage the puck way better. We had, I think, like 36 turnovers or something like that. At our own blue line, their blue line, the red line, when we don't have a play to be made, we got to get the puck deep, and we got to go to work down low. That's what the good teams do, and that's what we got to start doing here today.
Best of luck.
Thank you.